Yep, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is George calling from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So, how are you doing today, sir?
Where are you calling from?
We are calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. Alright?
Oh, yep. Not online, yep.
Actually, this is a verification call that did you authorize any sort of payment to overseas this morning?
This morning, no. Only to Roadhouse.
Only to Roadhills, not anywhere. Like, sir, what happened? Like, did you try to authorize any overseas transaction this morning?
No, I haven't. No.
And apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your account?
No, no one.
No one, right?
Yeah.
And did you, like, try to share out your personal information, your card details, your banking information with anyone else?
No.
I beg your pardon?
I did. Only I've got it, yeah.
You are the only one. Like, I'm asking, like, did you share out your card details over the internet or with anyone else out there?
No, not on the internet, nor anywhere.
Not anywhere. What happens over, as I can see over here, those intruders, what they tried to purchase some iTunes gift card using your information over the internet. And did you try to, like, connect your device with any free or public Wi-Fi?
Just a minute, look, mate. I can't really understand. Can I get my partner to talk to you? She knows what I've done in over here.
All right.
Hello. Hello?
Hello? I beg your pardon?
Are you talking about his Visa card?
Yeah, well, do you remember, have you shared any of his information to anyone recently?
No.
Okay. Well, the reason you are getting this call is because today morning we have received a notification of $800 which is going out from your card to a person called Steve Smith. Do you know anyone by this name in California?
In California?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly. Well, he's the person who is claiming this money, but we found suspicious because he's using a celebrity name and
but
using
the thing is, your IP address. The thing is
mm-hmm.
that my partner's card,
mm-hmm.
like his bank card that he uses,
mm-hmm.
is not a credit card. It's a debit
I'm not
card.
Talking about the credit or debit card, ma'am. What exactly we have located, they have shifted your IP location from a different place, from Australia to California. That's the reason I have asked you that, do you know anyone on California by this name? Because
no.
We can see they are using all the details, they are activating all the details in California. So that's the reason
no.
we found suspicious. And I want to show you the IP address today which we have detected, that which is shows as California. I want you to see that in front of you so that you might get concerned what exactly happening behind you.
Right.
Is it possible, can you... Uh-huh, go ahead.
Right. The only time my partner uses his cards
okay.
is when he actually pays for something.
Okay.
Like, if he goes to the petrol station and he pays petrol.
Okay.
Say for argument's sake.
Do you have any
he
idea?
He does not use his card over the internet. He has
okay.
never put his card over the internet.
Okay.
He does not even go on the internet. He is
okay.
72 years old.
I understand.
You're trying to tell me that he's somehow in California. Somebody's taken $800 out of his bank account.
No, it's not taken. It's not taken, ma'am. This money is on hold. We have not released this amount. Before we release the amount, we have called on this number because this number is used. So we have called on this number to verify because we did not release the amount. We found suspicious.
Yeah.
That's the reason we have put on hold and we have called to verify. So, and I do believe you have not got any transaction messages or emails regarding this $800. Is that right?
No.
Exactly. Why? Because the email or in, the transaction messages which you are supposed to receive, those messages are going to them because they have shifted your IP location. That's what I want to show you, which IP they exactly shifted. Your, that is your IP address registered under your name, but it shows us California, but you are in Australia right now. That makes us confused. So I want you to see that in front of your own eyes. Where does it shows you so that you might be get concerned? Now, is it possible? Can you put me on speaker and open up the Google?
No, I'm not going to do that. My partner won't do that either.
I'm not telling you to give me any of your personal information. Rather, we are not going to ask you.
I'm terribly sorry. If we lose $800, we lose $800. That's all there is to it. What he will do after we finish this phone call is we will contact his bank,
mm-hmm.
where his money comes out of, and ask if there's a transaction for that amount.
Okay, so you mean to say if you lose the $800, like you don't care?
No.
Okay, not a,
We're not far off a debt. No, I'm sorry, I don't trust. We're very skeptical about giving out details, even going on to an internet like an IP address. Okay. Right, you're telling me.
Myself, David Mitchell, and I'm the senior security officer from the ACSC, and the call has been connected to me, ma'am, okay?
Yep, I understand all right.
Over the recorded line, ma'am, we need to first inform you that make sure you are not going to disclose or share out any of your details, okay?
None of it is ever shared out. He never shares out his details. He never does.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. Never ever give out or share any detail to anybody. We are also telling you the same thing, all right?
Yes, I understand that. Please bear with me. I'm not having a go at you. It's just the trust issue that I personally have and he personally has about things.
Yeah, that's what we are trying to tell you, ma'am. You will be just having a look with your own eyes and keep it confidential with you. We are just helping you to aware of that thing so that you can, if somebody asks you, you can explain them what is exactly going on. Because you are currently located in Australia, but the location of your mobile network is showing somewhere in different country. So that makes us suspicious. And that we want you to have a look from your eyes, ma'am. No need to tell us anything or no need to read out. Okay?
So what bank are you connected with?
Ma'am, we are calling you from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard.
When my partner does not...
Yeah, and we are associated with the Commonwealth, ANZ, Westpac, NAB. We are dealing with the overseas fraudulent activity of the major bank of the Australia, ma'am. We will be helping you also report a cybercrime fraudulent activity on the Australian cybersecurity portal, ma'am. All right?
Yes.
So that you might get understand how
all
the things
that.
Are going on. Okay?
But the problem is my partner does not have a Visa card.
I do understand, ma'am. But what happened is here, ma'am, they have just used to order few iTunes, Apple gift card, and all the gift card are been transferred to a person named by James Richard in United States. So do you know anyone by this name, ma'am?
Now, before you said so, it was somebody called Smith. Now,
ma'am. The person name was Jack Smith to whom you were talking to.
So
over the recorded line, ma'am, we are finding that only your IP address, which has been get compromised and from everything has get started. So do you remember when did you last have a check about your IP address, ma'am?
My IP address?
Yeah.
What's his IP address connected to?
Because, ma'am, the IP address is the internet provider network that is used for your online stuffs, and you do use on, and whenever you go online, the same IP address is registered to your account, ma'am. And that is showing somewhere in United States. And that's the reason you have not received any email or any messages about the transaction, right? On the Google, ma'am, once you search for my IP address, you will be getting a results about that, and you can have a look by yourself whether it is showing you in Australia or it is showing you somewhere else.
No, I'm sorry. I think we'll contact the bank.
Definitely, ma'am, you can contact to the local branch. We are not telling you that. But what I'm trying to tell you is you can just have a look for your IP address so that you might get concerned. And we don't want you to tell us anything about that, ma'am. We don't want you to share any information over here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I know you have trust issue. That's the reason I'm not asking you to verify any of your information, ma'am. And I also suggest you in the near future never ever give out any of your details to anyone, ma'am. Keep it confidential with you.
Neither of us do.
Yeah, that's what I'm also suggesting you, ma'am. So once you look for the IP address, you might get concerned that exactly what we are trying to tell you, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to...
Okay, so what's the IP address?
On the Google, you can type for my 1P address country. And you can get in the results. On the Google, type my.
My.
Space the number one, the figure one.
Yep.
P as in Peter, ma'am.
P?
Yeah, P for Peter. Then give a space, address, country, and just check from your end. No need to tell me anything. Just have a look. My 1P address country. Country, address country. My 1P address country. And search for that.
Yes.
All right. Now you can see the results below there, ma'am. No need to tell me. You can just have a look. It will straight away give you the results of your IP address information, your IP address details, right?
Okay. What I've just Googled on what you've just said, and I'm Googling it on my phone.
Okay. Definitely, ma'am, you can do it on your phone.
Yes.
Because all of your devices are connected to the same Wi-Fi, ma'am, right?
No. My phone is connected to the Telstra network, and my partner's phone is connected to the Telstra network.
Okay, both of yours are connected to the Telstra network, right?
Yes.
All right. So did you search for that, ma'am, my 1P address country?
Yep.
Okay, and did you get any results over there? You can find out any results.
The country, the United States of America, the state, California.
Yeah, that's what we are trying to help you to show up, ma'am. You can close it down right now. No need to open beyond that page anymore. These are the same things, ma'am, which is going on the network of you and your husband, both of your networks, right?
Yep.
And that's the reason, ma'am, we were asking you to have a look so that once it will be get changed, because we will be also help you to reporting a cybercrime activity on the Australian cybersecurity website. So, did you remove that my 1P address from the Google, ma'am?
Yes, show it them. Just a sec.
All right. Delete that and make it blank on the search panel.
Yeah, it's blank.
Okay. Now, on the search, type there ACSP Australia.
Just a minute, when I've gone to cross off that one, my IP address country, it says you searched for this before, from your history, we'll permanently remove it from your account across all devices.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now I've got a blank.
Okay, now type there ACSC Australia, ma'am.
A?
C. C for Sunday. Yeah,
yep.
C for cat. S for Sunday.
S.
And C for cat again.
C.
Yeah, ACSC Australia.
It's
Australian Cyber Security Center. Can you see that, ma'am?
Security Center, yep.
All right. You can see somewhere ACSC homepage cyber.gov.au, right, ma'am? Any page says ACSC homepage? Can you see somewhere when you scroll down a little bit?
Australian Cyber Security Center.
Yeah, ACSC homepage. Yes, click on that. Once you click on that, you can see a blue page on the background, ma'am, right?
website. I've clicked on that. It's come up as the Australian Government, Australian Cyber, not the directory, anyway.
Okay.
Protect your personal devices.